1 Kings chapter 19, verses 9 through 13. You can find it in your pew Bible on page 555. Prepare your hearts for God's holy word. There we went into a cave and spent the night, and the word of the Lord came to him. What are you doing here, Elijah? He replied, I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, tore down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too. The Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. Then Elijah heard it. He pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? Next is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16, found in, on page 1816. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace. And in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put death their hostility. Next is Matthew chapter 25, verses 34 through 36, found on page 1545. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you are blessed by my Father. Take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit with me. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. May the Lord grant his blessing in hearing on the reading of it.
Now, if we can have all the children come forward.
Give you guys your pen and everything on the field.
well, whatever you get, honey.
Okay. Okay. Ready to go?
Keep your paper. Keep your paper. Okay. Does everybody have one? Do we need more? No, you don't have one. Okay. Now, was that more of a blessing since you get to keep it and take it home?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's because a blessing isn't just a good gift. It's a good gift and it's meant to be helpful, useful, or encouraging. How can we use these gifts now? Okay, I'm going to have you guys make a smiley face on your new part. Okay, everybody knows how to draw a smiley face. Yep, and whatever you want to do. Everybody have that done? Okay. Did you know that God also blesses you? He loves you. And that's a blessing in itself. Can we think of other ways that God blesses us? It is Thanksgiving. Any blessings? How has God blessed you? Come on. He gave us a home. Okay. Lots of food. He saved us. That's the best blessing of all.
I know.
He gave us water, yes. He gave us a family. That's important too. someday, maybe not.
And Wi-Fi.
My husband might not think that's a blessing. That's a really huge Wi-Fi. Okay. Okay, now all of you have a smiley face on your card. Okay. So, whenever we're done with our prayer here, I want you to go back in the congregation. I want you to give it to somebody you don't know, no moms or dads. Somebody you don't know on your way back to your seat, and they can look at this week and know that you gave them a blessing. And we'll see them be able to pray for you this week. Okay? Okay, that's great. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for these little children here and that they know what a blessing that you are to them. We ask to keep them safe and their families this week and to take the time on Thursday to remember all the blessings that you have given them. In your name we pray. Amen. Okay. Keep the pen, hand out your card.
Come on up, Mike. Good morning, everyone. As you know, this is Thank Offering Sunday, and the Circle Friends take part in this service. And every year, we get a special speaker in to tell us about their organization and what they do in our community to help others in need. And today, we have Common Ground from Kempton. It would be Wade's neighbor just down the road from where Wade lives. Mike and Lindy have Common Ground, and we're going to have Mike tell us a little bit more about it and what he does in our community.
Thank you. I'm going to depend on the PowerPoint slide, so while I wait for that to come up, I received a blessing this morning, and so I'm feeling very blessed. Thank you. I forget who the little girl was that gave it to me, but thank you. Thank you very much. I feel blessed. I feel blessed to be here. Lindy and I both feel blessed to be here, and really want to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to share. My wife, Lindy, you can raise your hand, Lindy, say hi. And then Max is also a part of the Common Ground team. And, of course, Wade is really part of the Common Ground team by default. We kind of recruited him in without specifically saying so, and he's been an instrumental part of what we do at Common Ground. And so we're really grateful for him and for Terry and for Victor in making this introduction and for Pastor Sonny for allowing me to share about what we do at Common Ground. We are a 50-acre farm and retreat center in Kempton right near Hawk Mountain. Go ahead and change the slide. And I'll tell you a little bit about, you know, what sort of motivated us to do what we're doing. And I start with this passage from the Psalms, "Be still." And know that I am God. Stillness is uncomfortable, isn't it? We're so accustomed to our space and our time and our head being filled all the time that even that 10-second pause, this has got to be one of the hardest commandments to obey in the whole Bible. Be still and know that I am God. Our culture doesn't want us to be still. Our culture has trained us to think that productivity is the most important thing. And that being still is not being productive. We live in a frenetic and frantic culture. We've let our technology, except for Vicar apparently, invade us to the point where we believe everything is urgent. And we've got to do it right now. You know, each new form of technology has made our response all the more urgent. If we get a text right now, we've got to answer it. Otherwise, that person's going to be waiting. And so we've been trained, I think, by our culture and maybe even by just who we are as people, that stillness is not something we do well. And yet God says, be still and know that I am God. I think those two are not disjointed concepts. The being stillness is a pathway to knowing God. And in our busyness, you know, how often do we rob ourselves of knowing God to the depth that He desires us to have a relationship with Him because it's just so hard for us to be still? You know the story of Mary and Martha sitting around and Martha's being busy and she's getting everything ready and she's justified in her own mind. She's like, all of these things have to be done. And Mary is sitting there at the feet of Jesus being still. And Jesus said, she's chosen the better thing, being still. Elijah, the passage that was read earlier, 1 Kings. This is a really great example of the point, I think, that God wants us to know. Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. Then there was an earthquake, it says, and then the Lord was not in the earthquake. And then there was a fire, and the Lord was not in the fire. And then there was a gentle whisper. You know, I think sometimes the earthquakes and the shattering winds and the fires in our lives keep us from being still. And at Common Ground, our desire is simply to create a space where people can come and be still. That was really one of the initial inspirations for us. You know, even this term retreat has been used and abused. You know, in the corporate world, if any of you have ever gone on a retreat with your company, it's not a retreat. It's a business meeting at a different location. That's all it is. It's not a retreat. And even sometimes in the church, we're guilty. You know, our weekend retreats sometimes, we're busier than ever. I mean, we go to one workshop and then another and then another and then another. We're busy people as Christians. And yet God says, be still. It's the gentle whisper. And that's really was the initial motivation for us to create Common Ground. Just a place to come and be still. Let's go to the next slide. He's being still. That was great. That was good. Good for you. You're taking the heart, the message here. You know, the passage in John where the woman caught in the act of adultery and everybody's ready to stone her. And you know, Jesus says to them, who of you is without sin can throw the first stone? And everybody disperses. And he says to the woman, you know, sitting on the ground, probably tearful, probably just, you know, feeling so condemned. He says, where are they? Has no one condemned you? And he says, then neither do I condemn you. You know, I think for a lot of us, even as Christians, we walk around throughout the day feeling condemned. We walk around feeling accused. We walk around feeling a burden that we're just not good enough. And yet Jesus says to us, then neither do I condemn you. Jesus reaches out to us and says, I take all that away from you. That weight of feeling condemned, of feeling like you're not good enough. You know, there's an author I really like, Henry Nouwen, who's a Catholic Franciscan priest and a theologian and author. He said, you know, sometimes we don't want to turn the noise on the outside off because then we have to deal with the noise on the inside. And it's this noise, this constant recording going on in our minds of we're not good enough. I'm not good. I'm bad. I'm, you know, whatever I am. You know, fill in the blank. And yet Jesus says, I don't condemn you. And he wants to lift that burden. Henry Nouwen says again, the real work of prayer is to become silent and listen to the voice that says good things about me. To gently push aside and silence the many voices that question my goodness and to trust that I will hear the voice of blessing that demands real effort. At Common Ground, we strive to be a place that affirms and that accepts you, and that is a safe place, a judgment-free zone. Let's go to the next slide. You know, the name Common Ground really came out of Lindy and I's experience, even in our own church upbringing, of how good we are at finding the differences with each other. We're really good as human beings at finding the differences. We look at those things first sometimes. And even in the church that we were part of for many years, you know, we were just really good at knowing what this other group believed and what that group believed and what that group believed. And it was just, we were constantly kind of drawing lines. And we live in a culture today that's as divided as it's ever been. We're really good at finding the differences instead of finding what is common amongst us. And so that was part of the inspiration for us creating Common Ground as well, to create a safe place for everybody. That anybody could come there and feel like they were welcome. Like they were valued. Like they were important. So let's go to the next slide. And those passages there, I mean, Jesus was all about oneness. Everything Jesus did was all about oneness. He was constantly, I mean, it says he was there to break down the barrier. The barrier between Jew and Gentile was larger than any barrier you can think of right now that divides you with anybody else. And yet Jesus came to break down that barrier. And again, we hope to be a place where those barriers can be broken down. And so in short, we wanted to become a place where you could come at least for a day, for a weekend, for a week, and just taste shalom. Shalom means peace. But it's a peace that goes much deeper than just a lack of conflict. It's a peace that means wholeness, that means completeness, that means a place where you know you're valued. And that you're living into the design that God has for you. And you know, we can't change people's life forever because they only come to us for a weekend or a week at a time. But we want to at least give them a taste of what shalom means. Let's go to the next slide. But in addition to kind of the retreat focus, we knew when we arrived in Kempton that we wanted to do something that would serve the community in some way. But we didn't know the community, so we didn't want to come and presume that we could come with all kinds of answers and all kinds of programs that were going to fix everybody's problem. That was not our approach. Our approach was just, for the first whole year, we just listened. We listened to the news. We listened to our neighbors. We listened to what we thought God was telling us to do. And we arrived at this place of serving those going through difficult life transitions. Go ahead and change the slide. And the first group that we started to focus on was serving veterans. And that's what was in the news constantly. In 2012, when we bought the property, all you heard about in the news was all the challenges that veterans had. The divorce rate and the unemployment rate and the suicide rate. And it was just so discouraging. And we thought, let's step into that place. And so we created three programs. One is just, we call it a place of peace, and that's just what I described earlier. To create a place where veterans could come at no charge and just find a quiet space to just be. We also partnered with an organization called Warrior Expeditions, who outfits veterans with everything they need to hike the entire Appalachian Trail, or the Pacific Crest Trail, the Continental Divide Trail, and other places as well. And we're just 3 miles from the Appalachian Trail, right at the base of Hawk Mountain. So we partnered with Warrior Expeditions to treat this group of veterans that would hike the AT every year to great hospitality, massage therapists, great food, and just really dote on them while they were with us just for a few days. So we're one of the official partners with Warrior Expeditions. And then the other program that we started is called A Place to Plant. And again, at no cost to the veteran at all, we partner with Rodale Institute, which is probably the oldest organic farming organization in the country, and they have a program where they train veterans to become organic farmers. And when they graduate Rodale's program, we offer them 2 acres for 2 years for free to help them get their organic farming business started. And we're excited that in the springtime we have an organic chicken farmer, an organic sheep farmer, and hopefully a beekeeper that are going to be joining us. Veterans who have been trained through Rodale's program that will now be able to use the land that we have to become productive, restore their sense of mission, their sense of purpose, and a way for them to serve their community. Let's go to the next slide. After just serving veterans for a while, we bumped into a couple of organizations that work with survivors of human trafficking. VAST is the first one. VAST stands for the Valley Against Sex Trafficking. It's based in Allentown. And they literally rescue women from human trafficking in the Lehigh Valley. And they provide a safe place for them to live. They provide counseling. They provide drug and alcohol recovery services. They provide job training. They do all of these things to help these women overcome the incredible trauma that they've been through and then help them to get a fresh start. And so we partner with VAST. We provide free retreats for the groups of survivors that VAST will coordinate and bring to us. But then we also offer that invitation to any person who has been trafficked in the past to come whenever they want or however long they want, just to be in a place of peace. We work with Aspire, which is a new group that also works with trafficked people, and also with Glory House, which is a halfway house for women who have survived domestic abuse and also trafficking. Let's go to the next slide. And then also, you know, my wife Lindy, she's a pediatric occupational therapist, has been for 30 years, and so works in the lives and in the families of those raising children with special needs. And she sees up close and personal the toll that it can take on a family to raise a child with special needs. And so we started to identify families with special needs as another group that we want to provide free retreats for. So we have a family staying at Common Ground right now as we speak, and no cost to them, who's has a child with a developmental disability that has really disrupted their lives here in the last 6 months. And they're coming apart at the seams and just needed a place to just be still. We do therapy days as well. We've hosted days where families bring their children out and they go on horseback rides or ATV rides, or Lindy sets up all kinds of fun little PlayStations for them. And so we have a special heart for families raising special needs children as well. Okay, let's go to the next slide. We partner with an organization called Safe Place Ministries that does debrief counseling for pastors and missionaries, especially missionaries coming back from overseas. They've got a lot of issues that maybe they haven't talked about, family dynamics they need to explore, reentry issues. You know, reverse culture shock sometimes is harder than the culture shock going to a developing world nation. And so helping them unpack some of those challenges. So we do debrief counseling there through Safe Place. Go ahead, next slide. Self-care retreats for caregivers. You know, people experience a thing called compassion fatigue, or burnout is a common term used for it. But people that are constantly taking in the trauma of others, but not learning how to deal with that themselves. And so we have organized retreats for people in these different fields for self-care to teach them ways to take care of themselves, but then also just for anybody that wants to come out, you know. Pastor Sonny wants to come out because you guys are so demanding on her, you know, that she can just come out and unpack and just find the respite that she needs. Let's go to the next slide. Marriage retreats and weddings. We're just getting into the wedding world. You know, when you have a nice barn, you become instantly a popular wedding venue. So we've done a couple of weddings and also marriage retreats. You know, we don't want to just see you have a great wedding. We want to see you have a great marriage. And so we follow up weddings with marriage retreats. Let's go to the next slide. Okay, so these next few slides are just kind of a tour of the property. So we'll go through them. This is the house, which is where we always serve the meals in the dining room. Go ahead, next slide. This is the garden cottage. These were all farm outbuildings when we bought the property. Empty farm outbuildings, and we've converted all of them to cottages. So we have 7 cottages on the property. Next slide. This is the granary, which was the granary. Next slide. The pond cottage, well, that was a welding workshop when we bought the property. I'm not sure what its original farm purpose was, but it sits right between 2 ponds on the property. Next slide. That's the cottage on the hill. That's totally off the grid on the highest point in our property, but it's the most popular cottage we have. And when you get up there and see the views, you know why. Go ahead, next slide. This is the barn suite in the barn. All right, next slide. This is the creekside cottage, right along the creek, as you might have guessed. Next slide. This is used to be the chicken coop. We now call it the contemplation coop, just a place for you to sit and be still. There's no electricity in there. There's no Wi-Fi that reaches that spot. It's you and that big leather chair and a nice view of the pond. Next slide. The barn is a gathering place for all of our activities and events. Next slide. And then lots and lots of really great places on the 50 acres to just be still. Go ahead, next slide. Next slide. Next slide. Next. And lots of places to explore. Lots of creeks and valleys. Next slide. Come and see the sheep and the goats. The garden. Next slide. Great stargazing. Great sunsets. Next slide. So you guys maybe don't know, but you've already supported Common Ground, the famous bug bus that you guys had temporarily. And we are the grateful recipients of that. And you can see we've already begun. We peeled all the bugs off. We didn't feel like bed bugs were the vibe we wanted to give people who were coming to stay at our retreat center. So we got rid of the bed bugs and the cockroaches. And so, you know, we're, like I said, 3 miles from the Appalachian Trail. So we get Appalachian Trail hikers staying with us throughout the summer, and have used it for the organic farmers from Rodale. And it's come in handy. So thank you all very much for that. Last slide. These are some other ways, that if anybody's interested, we always need the help. What does it say? Stay, say, pray, pay, or spend the day. So staying with us, when people pay to stay with us, you're actually paying it forward for the free services that we provide. So literally you're blessing yourself and blessing someone else at the same time. Say, word of mouth, Facebook, like us, tell people about us. Pray, obviously, that God directs us, that he guides us, that he protects us. Pay, obviously, cash is king. So, you know, anybody interested in supporting us financially, we never turn that down. Or spend the day. Come out and bless yourself by being in this beautiful space and get a little work done along the way. Tons of projects all the time. So, last slide. So genuinely, from the bottom of my heart and from Lindy's heart, we're really, really grateful that we've got an opportunity to meet you all and to tell you about Common Ground, and you're all invited to come out and visit anytime. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mike. It was very informative. I learned stuff that I didn't even know about. Mike and Lindy have been a tremendous friend with Wade, and I appreciate that part. So now we're going to take up a second offering. Any money giving in this offering will go directly to Common Ground. Connie told us to, if you're writing out any checks, just make it directly to Common Ground, okay? And if you want to make a donation and you don't have it with you today, give it to Wade. He will see that Mike and Lindy get it later on. Okay?
Yes, I will. I'll check to Wade. Okay.